From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraq battles the Kurds. The Iraqi military says its forces have captured a key airbase north of the disputed city of Kirkuk, along with an airport, an oil company, and other positions in areas around the city. The security forces retook control of the K-1 airbase from Kurdish fighters on Monday, following a call by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi for pro-government fighters to impose security on Kirkuk. Abadi said in a message to the nation that he had a duty to act following a Kurdish independence referendum that he described as putting Iraq in danger of partition. Now, Kurds have controlled Kirkuk City since pushing out Islamic State fighters in 2014. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner swap, pleaded guilty on Monday to charges that he endangered comrades by walking off his post. At a court-martial hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Bergdahl pleaded guilty to charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The latter carries a maximum sentence of life prison. Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban shortly after he left his remote post in 2009, prompting a military manhunt. The soldier from Idaho has said he intended to cause alarm and draw attention to what he saw as problems with his unit. Venezuela's opposition coalition has refused to recognize the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, where the ruling socialists won a surprise majority, raising concern among some of the more political turmoil. Venezuela has been rocked by protests that have left more than 100 people dead since April. This is VOA News. Trump administration officials insist they are remaining in the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Iran for now. On Friday, President Trump informed Congress he will not certify Iran as complying with the 2015 agreement. European Union policy chief Federica Mogherini said earlier today that Iran has indeed been keeping up with their part of the bargain.
Its successful implementation continues to ensure that Iran's nuclear program remains exclusively peaceful. The European Union underlines that the International Atomic Energy Agency has verified 8 times that Iran is implementing all its nuclear-related commitments following a comprehensive and strict monitoring system.
None of the other countries which signed the agreement has voiced support for President Trump regarding Iran. Ms. Mogherini would like the U.S. president to reconsider.
The European Union considers President Trump's decision not to certify Iran's compliance with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action as being in the context of an internal U.S. process. The European Union encourages the United States to maintain its commitment to the JCPOA and to consider the implications for the security of the United States, its partners, and the region before taking further steps.
Congress has 60 days to determine if it should impose new sanctions. President of Spain's Catalonia region, Carles Puigdemont, has responded to a Monday deadline, failing to clarify whether he will push ahead with efforts for the region to break away from Madrid and signaling that the secession crisis is far from over. Following an independence referendum on October the 1st, Puigdemont said last week he was prepared for Catalonia to become an independent state despite a court ruling that declared such a move would be unconstitutional. All entries submitted to the U.S. Diversity Immigrant Visa Program, also known as the Green Card Lottery, between October the 3rd and 10th have been lost due to a technical glitch. Individuals who submitted applications during these dates are directed to reapply. According to a message on the U.S. State Department's website, entries submitted during October 3rd through the 10th are not valid and have been excluded from the system. They will not count as a duplicate entry. Duplicate entries to the program disqualify aspiring immigrants. More than 270 people have been killed by twin bomb blasts that struck busy junctions in the heart of Somalia's capital of Mogadishu over the weekend, marking the deadliest attack since an Islamist insurgency began in 2007. One of the victims was a resident of the U.S. state of Minnesota who was visiting his homeland. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.